It is time now for a summer oldies edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions. And joining us is Mike Hale, a.k.a. Mike in the Morning, my favorite childhood DJ. He's general manager at WHMS in Champaign, Illinois. Mike, great to have you back.
Hey, thanks for having me. And I'm still on the radio after all these years.
And doing it, sounding just the same as when I listened to you as a kid. Now, if we're going to talk about summer oldies, I feel like there's one band we have to start with. Can you guess what it is? Because you haven't seen this list, but can you guess what it is?
It's got to be the Beach Boys.
Got to be the Beach Boys. Here they are with Surfing USA.
If everybody had an ocean across the USA, then everybody'd be surfing like California. You'd see them wearing their baggies, Huarache sandals too, a bushy, bushy blonde hairdo.
Of course, this conjures up the beaches of Southern California where they don't have to wait for summer for nice weather. But you know, you can't really talk about summer oldies without the Beach Boys.
This is such an incredible song. I think it is probably the best song of the entire year, 1963, for many reasons. Number one, because it kind of put Chuck Berry back in the spotlight during the time that the Beach Boys did this particular song and got the inspiration to maybe use a little bit out of Sweet Little 16. Chuck Berry was in prison at the time. And so now all these people are talking about Chuck Berry and the Beach Boys' use of Sweet Little 16. And this just turned out to be a perfect record. Chuck Berry got residuals forever from this particular song. But it's one of the greatest songs from 63 because from a production standpoint, this is one of the first tunes that Brian Wilson got to really experiment in the studios. He had multi-tracking, which nobody really had done. It's just, it is maybe one of the best records of the 60s, but definitely one of the best songs of 1963.
And when you stack it up against all of the hits from the Beach Boys, where does it rank? I mean, is it at the top of the list?
I think it's close to the top of the list. The great thing the Beach Boys did is they always gave you, when you bought a 45, they always gave you two terrific songs. Because the flip side of this was Shutdown, which is a great car song. And you go the next year, when they did I Get Around, the flip side was Don't Worry Baby. So you always got your money's worth at the Beach Boys.
All right. Well, the next one, Mike, is something that has meant a lot to me since probably you played it. That's probably the first time that I heard this song. This is Saturday in the Park. It's from 1972 by Chicago. I'm going to get super local here right now by saying the 4th of July has always been my favorite holiday. And in Champaign-Urbana, I would go down to Lincoln Avenue and set up a place to watch the parade for my family. We would drive to Indiana and get fireworks, and I'd put on a little neighborhood fireworks display. And I, for some reason, probably because they say I think it was the 4th of July, this song has been associated with that for my whole life, and I can remember watching the fireworks there at Memorial Stadium in Champaign-Urbana. It's just a great, great song that brings up great memories.
What's interesting is Robert Lamb got inspired to write this particular song 1 year earlier on the 4th of July, 1971, when the band was in New York recording, and he just decided It was the 4th of July, so he decided to go through Central Park, and he saw singers and dancers and steel drum players and jugglers, and he came back and says, I got to put this to music. Now, you know that part of the melody is based on the Beatles song, You Won't See Me.
I didn't know that, but now we have to play that so that people can hear what you're talking about.
When I call
But, yeah, a little bit of the melody comes from that. Robert Lamb admitted that, I think, in a New Music Express interview probably 20 years ago.
Wow.
But it's a great song. Listeners love it. I'm not sure if disc jockeys like it as much because we played it so much. because it was the most requested Chicago song. And, you know, and somebody would call and you would say, hey, how about this? No, you got to play Saturday in the Park.
All right, well, next we go to 1967 and the song Groovin' by the Young Rascals.
Groovin' on a Sunday afternoon. Really couldn't get away too soon. I can't imagine anything that's
Now, we read that one of the band members took some inspiration for this song from Afro-Cuban music. There's a conga drum from Cuba in there.
You know, there's a little bit of everything in this song. It, once again, 1967, it may have been the best summer song from 67 that we may have never heard. It may have been relegated to an album cut if Murray the K, famous New York disc jockey, had not persuaded Jerry Wexler from Atlantic Records to release this particular song. The record company was not that interested in the song, but Murray the K loved it, and Felix and Eddie from the group wrote this song about seeing their girlfriend so infrequently because they were on the road. And, of course, the song went number one. I think it's the last hit song for the Rascals being billed as the Young Rascals.
And we've also, I realize now, talked about Saturday in the Park and Sunday afternoon. What do we have coming up next? See you in September. I guess we're done with the summer music. Here we go by The Happenings.
Bye-bye, so long, farewell. Bye-bye, so long. See you in September. See you.
Okay, Mike, make us feel better now about the fact that you're bringing us out of the summer and into the fall.
Well, first of all, do you like the movie American Graffiti?
Yes, I do like that movie.
That's probably the first time you heard this particular song, but the original version from 1959 by a group called The Tempos out of Pittsburgh, a very slow version of the song. And Bob Crew, who was, of course, a great producer, worked with the Four Seasons and a number of other groups, said, this is a great song, but we got to speed it up a little bit. And that's when The Happenings got a hold of it. And one of the things about The Happenings were that they toured for several years and played the Las Vegas-type circuit. And ironically, people like Joan Rivers and Rich Little opened for The Happenings in their concerts.
Well, we will end there on See You in September. We'll see you in December, Mike, when you come back to do your Christmas special with us. Mike Hale, a.k.a. Mike in the Morning. He is general manager at WHMS in Champaign, Illinois. Always great to have you. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you so much. I'm honored to be on the show.